Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. I can't wait to tell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Think about when you come back to school after Christmas break. What's the first thing everybody does? They tell stories. Stories about presents, fun trips, stories about cousins who stayed way too long. We like telling the good parts of our break. We don't usually say things like, I fought with my brother, or I spilled hot chocolate everywhere. We like to talk about the happy things. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that we can do the same thing when we talk about Jesus. We can tell the good news about him. Tell about his mercies. Even when you and I mess up and sin, Jesus says, I forgive you, every time. And that forgiveness is for your friends too. Tell of the reasons to praise the Lord. Life isn't always easy. Some days are hard. But look around. God gives you so many good things. Food, family, clothes, a bed, friends, a school, a Savior. That's a lot to thank him for. Tell about what Jesus has done. Jesus cared for you so much that he became your Savior in the manger, your Savior on the cross, your Savior who rose from the empty tomb, and your Savior ruling in heaven right now. Here's the best part. God says to you, surely you are my people. That means you belong to me. I love you. I won't leave you. So whether the rest of your break is super fun, kind of boring, or a little tough, Jesus is with you. He carries you. He will not let you go. You can trust that, because he has already told you that the baby in the manger is your Savior. And that is something worth telling others. We pray to our God. Dear Lord, thank you for telling us in your word all the wonderful things you have done for us. May we always remember these truths, that we would tell your praises and mercies to those who need to hear them. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.